out attacktheroots.net.
And come down and join the Get Off the Fence demonstration Saturday, June 26th.
Tune in to CKLN 88.1 FM between June 25 and 27 for G20 focused coverage and reports.
We are making revolutionary radio.
Word up. Word of mouth Wednesday back here, CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto. And joining me on the show, we've got two guests here live in the studio. They're here to talk about a lot of things. And one of the main issues we're going to be talking about is the G20. I'd like to welcome today to the show Illogic and Testament.
Yeah, hey, guys. Yeah, what up?
What's up, T-Dot?
Word up. Glad you guys could join us today. What's been going on? What's the latest? What have you seen going on around downtown, the G20?
Well, today the Earth is moving, you know, Environmental Justice Day, and, you know, the situation on the planet is getting worse every day, but we got lots of allies in the natural world. Mother Nature is fighting back as well, so, you know, we're standing in solidarity with her.
Nice. And, so were you guys at the action today?
Yeah, we were at the action today. We did the whole toxic tour of Toronto, stopped at RBC, stopped at the mining building at U of T, and we also stopped at the courthouse. But, you know, we wanted to keep going to some of these extractive industries, some of these polluters, some of the worst corporations that are based here in Toronto in terms of, like, their environmental record.
Canadian mining
and specifically. But a huge sea of thugs basically decided to stop us and not allow us to march in the streets.
The armed gangs and T-Dot are all over the place.
So they might say they want to, you know, that peaceful protest is okay, but really, they don't want any protest. They're trying to get everyone to stay home. They're trying to put fear in everyone's hearts. They're using violence against people who are just walking. And we need to stand up to that. You know, as a city, we can't let them push us around like this. We can't let them get away with this. It feels like we're in, like, some kind of occupied dictatorship right now. And, I mean, I think most people in Toronto can actually feel that, too, and are feeling kind of, like, scared. I actually talked to a Polish woman today who said, like, she came here because she thought there was, like, freedom here. But, like, from what she sees right now on the streets of Toronto, she doesn't think it's any different than totalitarian regimes that she's had to live through. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I went down to the fence last night, and it is an oppressive area to go through, you know. The whole downtown, I'm not a big fan of downtown or Bay Street, but it's deserted. It is eerie down there, going through the fences, seeing the police, seeing the lines and the intimidation that they want to put over the city. It's not a pleasant feeling, for sure.
Right. And so you're saying you're down at the fences, and this event, I guess, what was it again? Was it a march?
Yeah, it was a snake march. It was like a toxic tour of Toronto. There was puppets. There was, you know, floats. There was a very festive atmosphere. There was people dancing. There was clowns.
People covered in fake oil.
Yeah. And it was designed to be very, like, expressive, very...
Street festival
street festival kind of vibe. The cops weren't trying to get jiggy with that. So, I mean, we still had a good street festival. There was a lot of people having a good time in the streets. People were still dancing in the streets. We were still having a good time. But
we performed for a good couple hundred cops in front of the American Embassy as well, dropping some police state tracks on them, you know?
Yeah.
That was kind of fun and interesting.
Nice. And yeah, and you guys are getting a lot of attention, getting a lot of play, I guess, on YouTube with your video that's gone viral, and you got a track on, it's about the G8G20, it's G8G20 Crash the Meeting. How did this song all come about?
Well, I mean, we've been continuously making tracks towards our album that we were coming out with soon, and it was a very pertinent time, you know. We've realized it's a good opportunity to get our message out there for not just Toronto, but for the world. And we wanted to make it as controversial as possible to get the dialogue going, get people talking about it, so we can, you know, further the ideas. You know, it's really hard to get radical messages out through the mainstream media on an average, you know, regular status quo day. They're not calling us, asking us our opinion about things, but G20 comes to town and we got all types of media talking to us about it. So we were just using that as a springboard to try and get these messages out.
Also trying to reach people and you know, encourage people to come join us in the streets of Toronto, because we need our allies to be with us when we take on this oppressive apparatus.
Inspire the fire to bring down the empire.
For real, and I'm glad that you guys are getting the word out, because you know I think I saw you guys on the news actually on Monday night, from some clips from the rallies. I guess it's you know, people have already started activizing you know, before you know, a week before the G20 is, you know, things started on Monday, and you know, you guys were in you guys are pictured rapping in the news clip. What happened Monday?
Monday there was an all out in defense of the rights of all march. It was kind of the first little testing the waters of, you know, how protesting the G20 is going to be, and there was only maybe like, you know, a couple hundred people max that came out, but there was an incredible show of force from the police.
Intimidation.
Intimidation, not force. It was very much like, you know, helicopters, lines and lines and lines of police, like, you know, like three lines deep at some points.
Your taxes well spent.
Yeah, I mean, it really goes to show, you know, where the priorities are. People are like coming out demanding, you know, like housing for all and an end to the cuts of a special diet and, you know, like basically some basic human rights and human decency for people who live in Toronto. You know, all the things that could have been provided easily with $1 billion.
Canada-wide, not just Toronto as well. You know, this whole country is in need. There's poor folks all across this land that need help. And, you know, it was funny. I was talking with some police today, and they're saying it's our fault that they have to be there. We didn't ask for the G20 to come to our city. We did not ask for that at all. We don't want it here.
Most people in Toronto don't want it here.
And so they're trying to put it on us. Like, it's our fault that they have to spend $1 billion. But, you know, that's obviously a joke.
And they're happy. They're collecting their overtime paychecks on all our backs. So,
right. And there's, yeah, we're definitely seeing a lot of police. And I guess there is a lot of media. You know, I watched Monday night a few different news places. They had, you know, each news category had a report on the protests. And you know, it seems like every day there's more. It's all G20 focused on all these news stuff. What do you think? I guess I'm wondering, why do you think that the media is following the protesters so much? Like,
they want to see some smash windows. They want to see some confrontations with police. They want some controversy. You know, there's many peaceful demonstrations that go on all over the world. You'll never see that on the news unless it's a Tea Party in the States and it's on Fox News. They won't give us an opportunity to let our voice be heard. And that's kind of like the bind that protesters are in. They say, people say you have to be peaceful, you have to, you know, maintain law and order. But when people do that, there's no coverage of it. There's no, you know,
and there's no
acknowledgement.
There's no acknowledgement. There's no changes. You know, the people in power aren't listening anyways. They could care less. I mean, I think also it's just there's nothing else going on in Toronto because they've shut down this whole city. So they have to report on something, right? Like, the only thing that's going on in Toronto right now is the protests, really. I mean, they're locking down this whole city. They canceled all types of festivals and events that were going on. There's all types of tourists that would be in the city, you know, doing a lot of cool things, and there'd be all types of events that people could go to and cover. But because of the G20, they're trying to turn the city into a ghost town. So the only thing to report on is the protests. And I mean, I think it's exciting too, because it's like, you know, when the G20 comes around, like, there's always confrontation. There's always different. You know, there's people that aren't going to take it. The people that are going to resist. And it's exciting to see, well, how does your city stack up in the world? See how ready people are to like challenge the forces of social control and domination that are choking us all.
Right. And you know, just to get into one of the specific issues, because I just noticed you guys are both have T-shirts on. We got shut down the tar sands with a Canadian flag dripping with oil. And you know, we started talking about the toxic tour you guys were talking about happened earlier today. And you know, there's a lot of environmental issues, and you know, a lot of people are talking about oil with this, you know, the biggest ecological disaster ever currently going on in the Gulf of Mexico. I guess what do you guys think? Do you guys think that like a G20 meeting or something like this? Do you think that they're going to make an environmental announcement? Do you think there's going to be?
It's a joke, man. It is business as usual is continuing. The whole thing is they're criminals. BP is criminals. The Obama administration has helped them cover it up. They want to talk about violence. What is happening in the Gulf of Mexico is violence, and whatever protesters do or don't do over the weekend, it will pale in comparison to the destruction that is caused every day by these people. And the tar sands is another example of that. They're destroying, you know, the natural environment.
They're killing indigenous communities. They're, like, actually poisoning the water supply. People are getting cancer and all types of diseases because they want to get rich, and they know what the consequences are, and they still do it.
They don't care. They do not care about us or our communities, and they're willing to destroy them for them to get more profits.
Yeah, and like the only environmental announcement that's going to come out of the G20 is that they're going to continue raping this planet.
Well, yeah, there is a lot of different issues, a lot of different reasons why people are protesting, and that's one of the cool things with the video that tests their logic you guys put out on the G20 crash at the meeting. Because at the end of the video, you go through a lot of it's sort of like headlines of different reasons to be active against this summit. And you know, one of them was environmental reasons, and then you know, so there is a lot of them. But I was just wondering about just about your group, Test Their Logic. How did you guys get together?
Well, we were both solo artists, and we had a mutual friend that set up a show for us in Guelph, and we started playing shows together and then started collaborating, and we've been continuing for a year and a half now.
Nice. And I noticed at the end of the video, there's like one of the last title screens mentions the Raised Fist Collective. What is that collective?
That's the collective we're starting, and anybody who's willing to stand up for our planet and the people is an honorary member. We're opening up for everybody out there who's willing to stand up to this this system of destruction, this culture of death. Anybody who's all the warriors of the world unite. We're ready to fight and do what's right for our planet. So anybody who wants to join, holler at us.
Especially those that want to do that within the hip-hop culture. I think we need a lot more positive voices, a lot more revolutionary voices within hip-hop. Hip-hop has been pretty much co-opted by the forces.
Corporations.
It's been co-opted, and we need to take it back, and we need to make it a voice for the people, and we need to make it about street reporting. We need to make it about challenging authority and fighting for a better world. So especially if you're a DJ, a graffiti artist, a breakdancer, or an MC, it'd be awesome, link up with us, because we want to get shit popping.
They're like feeding our children poison. That's what they want kids to be listening to. It's materialism, sexism, homophobia, all the most base instincts of humanity is expressed through the mainstream culture of hip-hop, and it's poison for the kids. That's what they want. People blame hip-hop as well, saying that, why does hip-hop have all these negative images and messages it's sending out there? It's not the artists, who are selling this music. It's corporations who are selling this to the children. And there's many, many artists out there making real music, real conscious, informative, socially important works that do not get any radio play. And then they blame it on hip-hop and the artists. It's their fault that, that's the content that gets played on the radio. When it's obviously that's what corporations want. They want us to be materialistic, sexist, completely engorged in our egos.
They want us to be oppressive to each other, because the more we fight each other, the less they have to put us down. We're putting each other down all the time.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of true words. Speaking with Test Their Logic, Testament, and Illogic here in the studio at CKLN. And, with this big G20 coming up, we've only got a few days left, and then it'll be taking place this weekend. But I guess everything will start getting locked down tomorrow, they're saying. What's not already locked down, right? Exactly. I guess looking ahead to the next few days, is there anything you'd recommend for the listeners for activism what to?
Indigenous solidarity tomorrow, 11 o'clock at Queen's Park. This ain't Canada. This is Turtle Island right here. This is stolen land we're living on, and standing in solidarity with Indigenous people worldwide who are still having to fight for their land, for their justice and freedom. That's an important thing. People act and think that that's something that went on in the past. This thing is still going on today. Indigenous people, the land is being stolen. People are still living in third world conditions in Canada. Apartheid was born in Canada. The South African apartheid was based on the Canadian Indian Act. Israel is doing the same thing to the Palestinians. That's why Canada never votes against Israel in the UN. You know, it's the same thing going on. So
that's why they won't sign on to the UN Declaration on Indigenous Rights. Also, that's like there's a lot of things that are really messed up about Canada. This whole place is built on genocide and you know,
theft.
We need to stand up and resist that.
Because there's still, you know, Indigenous people. You know, a lot of people, you know, in Toronto have privilege to make the choice on whether they want to come out to resist the G20. But for Indigenous people worldwide, they don't have that choice. Their land is being stolen right now. And the, you know, the question on whether to fight or not is not, there's no choice for them. We have the privilege to make that choice. So for us, you know, it's important for us to, you know, make the brave choice to be able to go out there and stand in solidarity with people worldwide, but people in our, you know, in Turtle Island right here.
For real. And yeah, we're just speaking with Tester Logic, Testament and Illogic. And I guess if people make it out to these protests, big protests on the weekend, I guess look out for a few guys rapping. It'll probably be you guys
We'll be rapping at Saturday Night Fever. Nice. People should definitely come out to Saturday Night Fever. It's going to be an awesome street party, kind of reclaiming our city. Because, you know, they're even shutting down the entertainment district, right? So where are people supposed to party? So we're going to take the streets. We're going to have a party in the streets. Nice. We're going to have fun with it. It's going to be our city. It is our city. It's not the G20 leaders, lady. It's our city, and we're going to take it.
Yeah, big ups to Lal and Abstract Random is going to be out as well, and a bunch of other amazing artists and DJs.
Lee Reed's going to be on it. It's going to be an awesome, dope party. Everyone should just come out, have fun with it. Go to fever2010.wordpress. You can find it, or just like Google search, or just search online for
Saturday Night Fever Toronto.
It's gonna be hype.
For real.
You want to see what community is really about. You know, that's what it's all about for us, is building community, building network. That's what's gonna keep us strong and safe in the madness that's coming towards everybody.
Yeah, for real, dope. And yeah, it's been good talking to you guys. I guess search Test Our Logic. If you're on YouTube, you can find this video here, G8G20 Crash the Meeting. Just gonna play this track. And yeah, thanks again, Testament and Illogic.
Word up. Thanks a lot, y'all. See you in the streets.
Big ups.
Enlightened sovereignty, then, the natural extension.
I order all those assembled to immediately disperse. You must leave the immediate vicinity. If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Come on. See you in the streets. Yeah. Test the logic, yeah. G8G20, they do we many. G8G20, they do we many.
There's nowhere you can't go in the world without opposition to your plans. I'm making it twirl around your greedy fingers. We watching it swirl down the drain. Insane economics unfurl. See, we're not buying what you're selling, even with your propaganda telling media barons rebelling. We're yelling,
no justice, no peace in the streets.
It's just us versus the elite's police. See, a better world we see, so we're free when we speak. Oil's at its peak, and we got it a beat. The status quo will keep us unable to speak. On our knees saying, please, we reap what we sow. So you know the whole plan is out of control. The goal to hold power while we get the blindfold. Truth be told, it's the same old song and dance. We're down to the wire, might be our last chance to advance. Humanity, take your stance. The power of the people, a street romance. United, we cannot be defeated. G20, we're ready, T-Dot, it's time to greet them.
G8G20, they do we many. G8G20, they do we many.
Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting.
Chattering the so-called social peace. Windows getting smashed live on TV. 2010 is here, confront the beast. Reclaim the streets.
Enlightened sovereignty.
Bringing that fire, it's incendiary. Cause they locking down streets with the military. And the progress is death, it's a cemetery. This is Canada, this is native territory. Turtle Island, East Coast of Salish. Colonizers just keep on taking. February 2010, confront invasion. G22, leave Bay Street blazing.
During the time of crisis, I relied on
about 10 Canadians with great expertise to give advice.
Destroy the SBP wherever it gets stationed. Take over everything with occupation. More revolt, more self-determination. Social war against our nations. No control against domination. Against the empire and its colonization. Against the war and the government agents. Against authority for liberation. G-A, G20, they few, we many. G-A, G20, they few, we many. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting. G-A, G20, they few, we many. G-A, G20, they few, we many. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting.
Challenges that we have in some of the bond markets and in Europe.